Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Carpooling Podcast. This is the greatest podcast in the world that is recorded in a Chevy Cobalt, people, all right?
That's true.
The greatest in a Chevy Cobalt. This is a special episode because Derek and I have not done an episode together in a couple weeks. It's been a couple weeks because you guys last week heard the episode with Mr. McCann. So please let me know about that episode as well if you want to hear him back on the show a couple times. But right now I'm with my main man and co-host, D-Unit.
The D squeeze.
And we're back.
The D cups.
The D cups.
Did you know? What comes after D cups?
D cups? F cups.
What about E?
Oh, D-E. I thought it was F, but you're right. I guess it's E.
Is there such thing as double E's? I think it does go to F. You might be
of
right,
course.
Man.
No, there's got to be E. If there's Fs, there's Es.
There's A.
There's like
B,
special like underwear stores for women that are like oversized or had gigantic tits or, you know, that can't get into regular bras.
There was a woman at work that had to order them. And I only know this because she ordered her bikinis to work and they were Fs.
Whoa, you saw them?
No, you're, I like, could see on the box.
Package?
I could see in the box. I'm
it
like,
said on the
I'm
package.
Like, Fs. The fuck's Fs? Because when I look at her, she doesn't got no boobs.
She got no tits.
Not really. Like,
why would she have Fs? Maybe
I have
her
no
mom.
Idea.
Her mom.
Maybe
she bought her mom some.
I don't know.
Or grandma. Maybe grandma has big jugs.
Jugglies.
Yeah. Maybe she's got the juggies.
She's got ugly jugglies.
Ugly jugglies. Here, one sec. Yeah. So, how did that happen when you saw them? And do you make eye contact with her? You're like,
I knew her enough to ask her about
it.
She's actually, I won't go into detail, but she's not there anymore.
No, okay.
But
she's friends with you.
Yeah.
Friends
so,
forever.
I don't know whatever happened to her, but she had Fs apparently.
Whoa. But if she didn't really have juggernauts,
she did. Definitely
that's
didn't
weird.
Have
I would
Fs.
Think it was somebody else's bra she got.
Yeah.
Or they sent her the wrong
so
size.
It made me think you're right and it skipped from E to F.
Yeah, but even if it went D to E, that's still, like, if she doesn't have them, something's funky about this.
Yeah, because you know? E's would have been silly looking. So
yeah.
F's must have been fucking ridiculous.
So huge, like the
but
size of
my
head.
But they were sent from Britain, though.
Oh,
and I think they generally
size.
Have, like, if you look up the breast index of the world,
yeah.
North America is, like, way up there.
Biggest.
I think Russia's even higher than
probably.
That.
So, Russian girls are hot.
So... That being said, an F there might be something totally different here.
Yeah, just like, you know, like their, I think it's their number, or maybe it's their shoe size. Like their shoe size is one lower than ours. So like 11's there are actually 10 and like, you know, and then 12 is 11. Like that would fit us like a natural 11. I think, I don't know. I could be completely wrong. I'm probably completely wrong.
Are you
wrong.
A big feet guy?
I don't know. I guess normal. I wear like 11s.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
11 and a half.
Yeah.
Preferred if possible, but I'll squeeze into an 11.
Whoa, look at all these helicopters flying around.
Tell them about our helicopters.
Yeah, so last night we're sleeping and we have the windows open, my wife and I. And you hear like this fucking sound, like somebody's in the, like something's in our bush right by the window. And, and then you hear like running away and like something drop. Like it sounded like somebody was dropping shit. Like my wife explains it as like rice being dropped, like the sound of rice.
But how would you hear that on soil?
No, she heard it at the side of the house. Like she heard in the bush
it.
And then at the
I
side,
okay,
she could hear
cool.
like it sounded like rice falling. And then I got up and she's like, somebody's outside the window. And I was like, oh fuck. So first thing I do is I bolt into the kid's room. And I check they're all right. The window's not open. Like, it's not punctured or anything.
Nice, nice.
And then I check out Harrison's room. Like, Harrison's window doesn't open because it's broken or something like that. It doesn't open or something. So I checked him second. He was all right. And then I come back out. And at that time, there's cops on, like, the other side of the fence. Fucking looking flashlights.
On the back fence?
Like...
Or the side neighbors?
Like, the side neighbors, their neighbors. They were at that fence. Looking at all the...
Oh, shit.
They were looking all in our area and mostly concentrating on our yard. And they were yelling like, you better come out now. We're getting the fucking dog.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and, you know, they kept trying to scare him to get him to come out.
Yeah, yeah.
And So I'm just sitting there watching, and they kept shining light at the window because, like I'm just standing there, like, naked.
Yeah.
Like, in my underwear, and they kept shining at me to see, like, you know, it looked like it's a person, so, like, it kind of catches them off guard that I'm there, but... And then they're yelling, and so Steph's like, I go... Well, actually, I go out front to go see if I can see anything.
At what point did you text me? Because I was totally oblivious outside of the sound of helicopters until you texted me.
Yeah, well, I... did I text you when the helicopters were out?
Yeah, you said, I said the helicopters for a while, and then you're like, hey, there's a manhunt going on.
Yeah. Well, anyways, I must have ran. I think I was watching, and then I went out front, and I looked around, and there was nothing. I looked out the side window, and I couldn't see anything. And then I saw, like, a bunch of cops in the front yard, like, not our yard, but on the road, and they were just parked. I was like, I better go tell them that we heard something in the yard. And Steph's like, I'll go out. You stay here. And then so I texted you. Okay. Or no, I went back to the window and I looked, and they're still yelling, looking for this guy. And then the helicopters came. Oh. And they started shining, and that's when I texted you, I'm pretty sure.
Okay, cool. So yeah. I was way late to that party.
Yeah. And so then the cop came back, and he went through all our shit. He didn't find anything. And yeah, then they just, like, fucking took off and disappeared.
Holy shit.
Like, everything was gone. So,
Okay, if he's listening, this guy, he texts me there's a manhunt, and I've heard helicopters for, like, 30 minutes. So I'm like, yeah, okay, whatever. And the next thing, he sends a text saying, they think he's in the bushes or something. And I was like, yeah, right. I thought you were just joking. And I had a laugh, and I kept playing video. Next thing you know, a fucking bunch of black boots go stomping by my window, lights shining in and all this shit. I'm like, holy fuck, are you serious?
Yeah.
Yeah, so then I could hear them in the back. Yeah, don't just fucking do that, buddy.
Here, 1 second.
So I'm like, holy shit, this guy is for real. And then Jessica's asleep, but the window's open in the room. And there are shining lights right on her.
Yeah.
So I'm staying in the doorway. I'm like, okay, just in case she wakes up, she's going to start screaming, like, Derek, there's someone in the fucking whatever.
Yeah.
But she slept through the whole thing.
Didn't wake up.
And I could hear them yelling, hey, sorry, we're just looking for someone in the bush or whatever. Yeah. But I stayed silent down there, man. I didn't say a fucking word.
Yeah.
And then, so, yeah.
I swear I thought I heard you say something.
It was probably fucking Philbert.
Yeah, it could have been Philbert, next door neighbor.
Yeah.
I went in there, I went out there this morning, and I kind of peeked around to see if I could find anything, but nothing. Well, at least I didn't look that well anyways. I didn't go in there or anything.
I was ready, but I was too late. Like, I thought, like, oh, okay, let's get started. But by the time I was ready, everyone was gone. So, fucking.
Yeah.
I put my boots on, my pants, I was going to go out, but then they were already out there. So what am I going to do?
Yeah.
Nothing.
So if it was Philbert, he could have got in there. Like, he could have hopped it and then got in there without them knowing where he went.
Oh, exactly.
Or whoever the person was just hiding and somebody, like, and just stayed there for a few hours, you know?
And why then?
Because once you choose to hide, you gotta stay hiding.
Yeah.
You can't go for it. You gotta wait, like, you gotta make sure the shit's clear.
And it's heavily treed, too. Like, I tell people at work and they're like, oh, well, what, is it treed? I'm like, yeah, you can't see shit from up there.
No.
Like, they picked, like those houses have been there 56 years. The trees are fucking tall, like mountains, right? Yeah. Can't see nothing.
Yeah.
So that would have been the best thing, was to get the dog. How can you send the helicopter to get there before the dog can get there?
Yeah, I don't know. Where's they just didn't have a dog anywhere near.
I guess, but where's the helicopter?
I don't know why the fucking helicopter came out.
Like, a guy with the sirens on in an SUV with a canine in it can zoom around the streets faster than you can launch, get the pilot ready and send the fucking helicopter, I think.
Maybe it wasn't super serious. It's like, won't a dog fucking bite the shit out of you?
Yeah, but they'll
fuck you up.
Yeah, but they don't have to release it. They just use it to sniff the guy out.
Right, right.
And then just say, I went around once and I saw that happen. Like, they call out, hey, with the, like you said, with the scaring first. And then they rarely have to let it out, because once you hear that, most people just give up.
Yeah.
Like, they don't want to get ravaged.
Oh, fuck no.
So they're like, okay.
But they do anything to get you out.
Oh, yeah. Like, what did the guy do? Like, why is it not on the news?
I don't know, man. Well, I checked all, like, I kept checking today on the website and on York Police Twitter. Nothing. Like, at first I saw something. It was, like, helicopter. And it was, but it was for August 28th. And I checked it out. And it was fucking people shooting lasers at a helicopter. And it showed what the helicopter had its heat thermal shit on, so it could see everything. So if it was the same kind of helicopter, should be able to see everything.
Right through the branches, right?
Yeah, they would just see actual heat. Like, it looks like little white puffs of people.
Okay.
At least on that video that they posted on there.
You gotta be careful. Like, let's say one of us did go out there to deal with it, and they came around the corner. They'd probably, like, the way the media is doing it now, they'd probably kill you by accident.
Yeah, maybe, like, man.
Fucking thinking they're saving it.
Yeah.
Or something.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. I'm guesstimating drug deal or like a break and enter or like something silly like that.
Probably B&E for sure, because that's real bad. Like, they know drugs are in that area for sure.
Yeah.
But if someone's breaking into people's residence, man, that's serious.
Yeah, yeah. Or even breaking into cars and shit. Like, you get busted, cop comes by, and you fucking start bolting.
Why didn't they come back with the dog? That was just a bluff? Like,
unless they found them. Maybe, like, they just bounced. Maybe they found them. The helicopter stopped.
Yeah, they could have got a call, like, okay, boys, we got them, like, over the radio.
Yeah, they might have said, there's one here, we got them. Or if the helicopter did have the heat thermal shit, and they're like, yeah, there's nothing in that area, he's down over here.
Yeah.
They might have just said, okay, we're out.
Man, that dead helicopter, though, man.
Yeah, that's crazy, man.
You're able to get them.
Fucking helicopters get you anytime now, man.
Yeah.
That shit... You're trying to run, man. You're busted if they bust that out.
Unless you have an RPG.
Yeah.
But then you're in big... Then you're GTA level star 7 at that point. And you might as well just kill yourself.
Yeah. So, it was a pretty interesting night. I was pretty jacked after it was done.
Did you get any sleep?
Yeah, I got a little bit of sleep later.
Yeah.
I slept. Like, tried to sleep and fucking... I'd hear noises. Like, it'd start fucking playing with my mind, you know? My brain start playing tricks with on
Do
me.
Do you have a good flashlight?
Do I have a good flashlight?
Yeah, like a powerful one you can shine down.
Yeah.
I don't have one.
No.
My phone is my flashlight.
Yeah, that's all right. That's a decent flashlight. Not for high-powered looking, but
it
does the trick. It does the trick. Yeah. Well, it's as bright as a flash, so I have decent flash.
Oh, yeah, I get by with it.
Yeah.
Anyways, fuck that. Interesting shit right there.
Yeah, man, so... I don't know. I was kind of freaked out because, you know, obviously I got a family and shit. So you don't want people fucking around with your family, man.
Did you have a knife on hand?
I had that knife I found.
Yeah, I was going to say.
No, I didn't have a knife. I had my baseball bat that I keep
It's hard to get a swing going inside of a house, though.
What, a baseball bat?
You got to get the pokes going instead of the
swings. You can fucking butt end them. Sure. Right in the teeth. Sure. That'll fucking drop somebody.
That would end. Oh, yeah. It's fun real quick.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You don't have to fully swing. You could just poke them.
Yeah, a bunt.
Yeah.
Bunt it.
Yeah. And then bye-bye teeth and hello lawsuit.
No.
I was just hiding from the police. I thought this was my house. I'm suing you now.
Man.
You know, you hear all those stupid stories?
Two kids, man, you'd have a free-for-all. You could kill the fucking guy and get away with it.
Yeah, but then I have that on my mind my whole life.
Yeah.
Start freaking out.
He was only 15.
He was 15. He didn't even have any money on him when I checked. Damn it. If I was going to kill somebody, at least have like $1,000 in their wallet or something.
Didn't he have a wallet on him? No.
Yeah. No, he did not.
What are all his IDs doing scattered on the ground?
Yeah. It must have fell out when he was running or something. Why is this money in your pocket? That's like up my, it's on my ass cheeks because I was naked and I'm like clenched. Why are you walking like that? Oh, my wife and I have freaky sex. Don't ask about it.
We were halfway through my butt play.
Yeah.
And you ruined it.
Yeah. So, big news for you, eh?
Me?
Yeah.
What?
What happened with, you were supposed to be going on vacation.
Oh, yes.
What happened with that shit?
Turns out my passport expires too soon for me to go anywhere.
Yeah?
And I don't have any days off, and I don't want to pay extra $50 and do everything and everything. So I end up having, I had to go to Vegas instead.
So you're going to Vegas?
Going to Vegas.
That's pretty sweet.
Jess has never been.
I think Vegas would be better anyways.
Yeah, I'm thinking that too. I'm almost excited.
Yeah, like if you guys gone down south every year for the last 7 years or however long it is, like, fuck, why not go to Vegas?
Yeah.
Just as hot.
It's the Luxor we're staying at. The pyramid one.
Is she a gambler?
No. She'll play roulette.
Yeah.
I told my buddy online, the guy from the States that was coming, he's like, you're going to do some gambling?
Uh-huh.
And really, not really. Like, I'm not going there to lose more money than the trip costs, so no.
Yeah.
And he's like, you got to fucking gamble in Vegas, man. You got to gamble. It's like, why would I add, I'm going to, obviously, But no, I don't want to add $40 or $50 or $100 to every day I'm there.
Right.
Like, that just gets out of control.
How long are you there for?
So I think it's 6 days.
6 days.
So eh? 5 nights probably.
Fuck, nice.
Yeah.
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
That's mid-month.
I won't say when, because then people will rob my house.
Whatever.
Unless
nobody
you're
knows
there.
Where you live.
Yeah, that's true.
Nobody knows where we live. My wife's home.
Good. I will arm her.
All right. I'll go down and take a 12 gauge.
Yeah.
Rob your house. What is this, Compton?
Well, now, one day there's a bear in our backyard. The next there's a fucking manhunt.
They had more people looking for the man. Wait, yeah, than the bear that was attacking people? Wait, maybe that sounds right.
You find a big knife outside the window. Like,
I know,
what's
going on, man? Crazy, man.
You gotta fucking.
We moved out of the mean streets of Toronto to get away from this shit.
Yeah.
We have had more incidents at this place than we've had when we lived in Toronto area.
For sure.
Yeah. So, and we had gangster drug dealer people that lived in the basement.
That must have been fun.
Yeah, they were rap artists.
Oh, good.
They would freestyle and write their lyrics all day, pumping the tunes.
Wow. Did you get their name so you could listen to them on YouTube?
Nah. Nah, I could hear them through the floors.
I got the first taste of their stuff, yeah. So, you know, it wasn't necessary.
Yeah, you know how it is. So that's pretty sweet, man. I'm going to send something. I need to get... I'll talk to you about it after the air anyways.
Okay.
So anyways, I wanted to talk to you. Last time we were together, there was something that fucking has been bugging me. I've been going to the gym for a long time at the same place, okay?
Gym etiquette.
And whenever I go and at lunchtime, it's not every time, but there's this dude there. I swear to God, he's gay. I got nothing against gay people, okay? But this guy.
Just painting a picture.
Okay. Anytime he sees me, he fucking stares at me the whole time.
He likes you.
The whole time. And to the point that, like, if I'm out lifting weights, he's staring at me. If I look at him, he's looking at me.
Fuck.
Like, he's never not looking away. And then in the change room, you better believe he's fucking staring at me, trying to make eye contact and shit and looking at me
can't
the whole
time.
Can't
you get away from it?
There's nowhere for me. Like, I'll get changed. Like, I can't hide behind anything.
What, naked?
Yeah, like, I'll get changed to go take a shower.
Holy fuck.
And this fucking guy's staring at me and shit.
Does he time it so he's in there at the same time as you?
Well, he does. I guess so. Because, like, anytime he's at the gym, he's in the change room at the same time that I'm in there.
Oh,
and he's
fucking,
naked, too.
That's fucked up.
So it got me thinking. I was like, why is it wrong to, you know, want to get a change room for, like, gay men and gay women?
Oh.
Because, well, I know what a woman feels like now.
Oh, I know.
Just from this.
Isn't that gross?
But the thing is that this guy is, like, fucking eyeing me up and wants me, and he's seen me naked, because there's no way I can get around not being naked.
And he still wants you.
Yes.
That's a good sign.
But it's to the point, man, like, I can't, like, it drives me nuts. I haven't said anything to him
yet. I know.
What
can you say, though?
Stop looking at my junk.
He's staring at your dick?
Well, I don't know what he's fucking doing. He's looking, like, any time I know he's looking at me, that feeling somebody's looking at you, and it's just you two in there.
Does he ever say anything to you?
Never.
You guys have never talked?
Never.
Why don't you just break the ice? And be like, hey, what's up, man?
And then he's going to be like, hey, here's my phone number. Let's try and have gay sex.
Oh, so you're sure he's gay, though?
What do you think? I'm
it
telling you, man,
gay.
This guy is fucking staring at me. Oh, I've never ever met him before or seen him, only at the gym.
How old's he?
Oh, he's an older guy.
Oh.
He's probably like 50.
So, he loves it. Could you imagine a straight male getting to go in the girls' changing room with people your age?
I know.
He'd be like fucking in paradise.
I know.
This guy loves it.
But it sucks. Like, I don't know what to do. Like, should I go up and be like, yo, this dude, like, can you say something to this fucking guy and tell him to not stare at people?
Is there, like, someone who's in charge of the gym?
Yeah. It's a good life, so there's, like, managers and shit.
And why is it just, like, you guys alone?
Well, because there's nobody in there right now. Like, it's in the change room. Like, when it's out in the weights area, he's still looking at me, but, like, it's not as bad because everybody looks at everybody in the weight room.
Yeah. Shit, man. This is a predicament.
Yeah.
You're going to have to suck his dick.
I'll tell you what it's like.
It's I know it's not pretty, but...
Yeah, I know, right? And then it'll be over with. Never have to worry about it again.
Then he'll know that you're bad at it and he won't pursue you anymore. Unless you're good at it.
Yeah, I'm probably good at it.
Yeah.
Like,
you think a guy would know more?
More than a girl. But, yeah. I mean, I'm guessing it's probably different for every guy, right?
True.
What they like.
I think.
Because, like, you get a girl and be like, oh, I was supposed to be good at hand jobs. And you're like, I never come from hand jobs. And then you try and then you can't. You know what I mean?
What if a girl is good at hand jobs?
Well, then good for you. Then she's, maybe she got, the amount of hand jobs she's given has been the amount, the same guys have the same taste of hand job every time.
No, but there's a certain way. Like, when I've always read and, like, watched on documentaries, when the prostitutes are first put into the brothel,
yeah,
they're shown by the other ones how to make a guy come.
With a hand job.
Yeah, of course, because right. It's a rub and tug.
Okay.
So they actually do, like, three or four, and they're like, okay, now you do this at the point when you want him to go. Like, they're trained to make right. a guy go. Like,
okay.
Like, they know.
I guess so.
But you're right. Everyone would be different. Like, some guy might want it, like, fast, like crazy. The other guy might want it slow jerks might be just what he needs.
Right.
So.
Or no jerks, like me. I just think.
Apparently, there's 2% of the population can do that.
Yeah?
Think themselves.
Are you one of them?
No.
That's too bad. That'd be fun.
Just sitting here.
Yeah, you'd be, like, sitting at work. You're like, ah, fuck, man. I'm fucking anxious. I'm all fucking wired. And then you're just like, ugh! Or like you go take a leak and you could just shoot it in the urinal.
Yeah.
You know, before, like, you pretend you're taking a piss and you're just like, ugh! And you're like, ah, I feel much
better. I wonder
better
if
now.
You would need an erection.
Yeah, I don't know. I think, maybe not. Because isn't there like those same, like, there's like Reddits and like people who said have gotten prostate exams who the doctor touches them, they don't have a boner, but it hits the prostate in that right certain spot and they shoot their load.
Yeah, you can ejaculate without a boner, but
same.
I wonder if, like, you're thinking to that point you would get one anyway just because you're aroused from thought.
Right. I wonder what you have to think about. Just sex?
Sex.
Yeah, I know, but, or like, what kind? Like,
the hottest.
Can you just think about it, the hot girl's boob? Like, a co-worker's boob, and you're just like, oh, that's a nice titty.
Oh, that's the titty, man.
Or is it like, you gotta think way back to that time you had sex with that drunk girl, you know?
Yesterday?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know.
That'd be a good Reddit. Ask me anything.
I heard there's guys with two penises. That's always intrigued me.
That sucks, man.
No,
isn't it like in
two
weird
holes
spots?
At once, man.
Two holes at once. How many times do you think they've done two holes at once with their double
lots.
Deep? Yeah?
Every time.
Really? You think so?
That would be the only draw to fuck the double dick guy.
Right, to get it in the ass and the pussy.
Exactly.
At the same time. Yeah.
Because some guy, there's a porno guy. I haven't seen it.
I don't think they would fit right, though.
No, there's one that has it and the other one's right above it, like perfectly.
Yeah. You've seen this?
No. no. But you can imagine what it would be. This friend I know, him
he has
and
a
her
dick.
Got it. No, they didn't. No, they didn't. But you can imagine.
Yeah, okay, I know what you're saying. If you're one on top of the other, you should be able to rig it so that you're going to get both
of
them in the
course.
Hole.
But do you get sensation from both? Can you ejaculate from both? What, this is what we need to, which one's the main one?
I wonder
one?
If there's two prostates and two, would there be four sets of testes? Or
no,
one testy
no,
per?
Just two testes.
Two testes and one for each dick.
Maybe.
That probably, because like guys with one testy can still shoot loads, right?
Oh yeah.
So that's all you would need.
My
imagine you could do that. That'd be cool though, that you finish with one dick and then you get the next dick out.
Yes. Never
keep
thought
going.
Of that.
Yeah. You don't even have to do the double pleasure.
Yeah, he could
you
do it
going.
In between.
Like, yeah.
I think I did see it though, man. I think one dick was slightly smaller than the other dick.
Really, eh?
I might have seen it. I'm
were
imagining
they both
two
circumcised?
Dick.
One was like circumcised and one wasn't?
Yeah, what do you do then? Holy shit, this is getting intense. And when you pee, does it come out of both dicks?
Probably. Probably, I'm going to
say. Both have working plumbing.
Yeah. Yeah, you're probably right.
But one, but they both get hard, though.
Imagine going to see a chick and, like, you didn't tell her you got two dicks. Like, you're in high school, and, like, you fucking...
Yeah, I'd be like,
she
hey.
Goes to grab your dick, and you got two dicks.
I wouldn't even be ashamed.
Like,
I'd be like, hey, I got a surprise for you. What?
Yeah?
Two dicks.
You think the girl would freak out, though, like, in high school? Like, well, if you're, like, the first time she's touching a dick, and it turns out she's like, everything I saw was only one dick.
No,
now there's two.
She'd be spoiled.
Yeah, she'd, like, start jerking them off with both
there's
hands.
There's girls with two vaginas.
two vaginas, a butt-gina and a vagina?
No, you've like, no, two, literally.
Yeah?
And you could screw both. Or the guy with two dicks could just link up with her and...
See, these things, I've never heard of a dual vagina. I didn't know there's two vaginas.
You gotta get in on this, man.
I gotta get in on the two vagina things.
I wish I had a working computer right now. We'd be watching double dick porn.
Double dick porn and double pussy porn? I do have a cell phone I can look at.
Do man with two dicks.
Man with two dicks. Okay, you keep talking.
All right. So, my buddy, I might have already told you, make a long story short while you're searching there, he had testicle cancer, and one was removed, but he said the only bad part about it was his one nut hung way down as a result. So, he can still have kids. He's not mad or nothing. He's cured, but he's got one really saggy nut in his sack.
Really?
So, I don't know what he's going to do about that.
Double dick dude.
And?
It says there's a double dick dude.
Yeah, I know there is.
Meet the man with two functioning penises. Snakes and lizards are what called... Including pictures in this post.
Let us meet the man with two penises.
Hemipenis. Hemipens, which is essentially a two-headed penis.
Oh, no.
Two penises on one orgasm might sound pretty wild, but did you know it can occur on humans as well? Okay. You about a year ago, he did a Ask Me Anything. There's images on here. There's literally two dicks.
Let me see.
Two fucking dicks.
Oh, shit. Side by side?
Side by side. So you can't
yeah,
do
yeah, you just fucking do get sideways? In from the side.
Man. That's not going to work.
And look, they both get
hard? You see got shaved pubes? I don't know. I'm only 1.5... I'm only 1 inch and 1.5 inch longer than I used to be. I don't understand what that means.
And if you say how big your dick, you get to, like, measure twice. You'd be like 12 inches.
12 inches and 13 inches. He's a bisexual and has sex with over 1,000 people. While he didn't go too explicit.
Hello?
Yeah. So...
So I thought it was one on top. That guy has side by side.
Yeah, and it says he's gay. Or bisexual, so... So he probably gets it...
One dick for each. He only uses the right one on men.
Well, he's clearly the one that sits there. And they have to work it for him. He ain't doing any work.
No. He's a legend.
He's the legendary dual dick man.
He could have sex with a man and a woman at the same time.
Well, I guess so. I still think it'd be kind of tough.
No, you gotta inch their backs together. I don't know.
Yeah.
It could be done, man.
Yeah. Yeah, it probably could be. But they're functioning, so I guess... If you want to learn more, buy his book.
He has a book?
Yeah, he wrote a book. It said he wrote a book, so... Well, there's a big tent there that's never been there, right?
No, it hasn't. They've been building it for a few days, though.
Yeah?
Like weeks, I guess.
Yeah. Fuck, man. I don't know. Seems crazy. I don't think I'd want a dual dick, to be honest.
You can make millions. Too much problems. Book deal.
Yeah. He should be doing porn, right? You know how much money he would make? You give him.
How is he not doing porn?
I know. That's what I mean. You know how much money you can make? You'd be like, listen, we want the double dick guy. Well, you got to pay the big bucks. How much does he want? $1 million a scene. Okay, we'll do it.
Like that Pirates one. That was $1 million or something.
Yeah, but that's for the whole movie. This is one scene. No dual dick, one scene. Pay. If you want the dual dick, you will.
I want the dual dick.
Why not? You think you know how much money you can make off that? No. He should be like a webcam guy.
Oh, definitely.
Dual dicking? Yeah. People at home didn't see Derek is jerking two dicks off at once. Dancing
I'm double dicking it.
In front of a camera.
I'm double dicking it. Yeah, that's fucking cool, though.
Dual dick?
And they're not tiny dicks. They're decent, aren't
yeah.
they?
Yeah, they look decent.
What did you know. Do to your elbow?
Oh, I don't know. A long time ago.
Scar?
Yeah. I elbowed somebody's face.
Looks like a tooth wound.
Yeah, it is.
It does.
I knocked somebody's tooth out with my elbow.
One time I bumped heads with a kid in school, and I had a really bad black eye.
Yeah.
And I went around acting like I was tough, like I got in a fight. Yeah. But really, I just bumped heads and started crying.
Ran away.
Yeah.
Everybody's like, yeah, so cool, man. You're tough.
Yeah.
Anything to get that street credit at school, all right?
And then I, because I had the black eye, I tried to sneak into a movie that was like 18 plus. Thinking yep. I was so bad that like.
Then it'd be like, yeah, he's a tough let kid. Him let go. Him in.
And then, no, it didn't work.
Yeah.
Because I was wearing like a T-Rex tracksuit.
Oh, yeah. That's definitely not going to let you in. Yeah. Looks like a Power Ranger.
Movies was cool, track man. Tracksuit.
Movies were cool?
Yeah, back in the day.
Yeah.
You'd go there and there'd be fucking like arcades everywhere.
Yeah.
Not like today. There's like one special or two. Arcades.
Well, they got arcades now, but they're not as cool as they were.
It's different, man.
Yeah.
There used to be lineups when I used to play arcades.
Yeah. Yeah, no, for sure. Like now you go and they have like the bar and shit where you can drink and play arcades, but the games are so expensive.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's like $2 a game for one play. And it's like, what is this ridiculous amount? That ain't no inflation.
A dollar a play?
$2.
$2 a play?
Yeah. Some are a dollar. Some are... But there's no quarters anymore.
I don't
no
see
games
the logic.
Are quarters anymore.
No matter what, the screen is on, and the, before you put your quarter in, it just keeps showing you gameplay.
Yeah.
Like the same loop of gameplay.
Yeah.
When you put the quarter in, you actually start playing. But no more money is being... Like, it doesn't cost extra energy to play the game than it does to run
right.
the scenes of playing.
Yeah.
And no one's playing.
Yeah.
So wouldn't it make sense to put it at, like, 25 cents and just have everyone having fun playing?
Yeah, you would
think so.
Because
I walk in that arcade, there's no one playing.
Yeah, you would think so. Like, it'd be better to do that, for
just,
sure.
It doesn't cost anymore. Just let it run. Or turn off the fucking money machine and just have it, the fact that people are there drinking in the bar, paying money for that and this as an attraction, aside to get free video games. People would stay there way longer.
Yeah.
Get another drink. And like,
yeah, they would.
It's bullshit.
For sure.
That's yeah. why I'm a businessman.
Well, those things are pretty expensive. Like, wow, like a grand, it wouldn't take that long. But once you, like you would think, once you got it paid off and
yeah.
you were able to switch the price, you would do that. Why not? If you get more people to play in, you probably make more money, like you said. So.
And the way it works is you pay the guy like to drop the machine off. You don't give him a percentage of the thing. So either way, you're paying the guy the same amount. So.
Yeah.
Know, arcades.
Yeah, man. I don't know. I was a little too young for the arcade scene. Like, I mean, when I went to the movies and stuff, they had a few games, but not like you couldn't go to like when it was like Ninja Turtles and shit. Like, you'd go, everybody would go hang out at the arcade
and
play games.
Yeah, it was like that when I grew up, man.
Yeah.
So cool.
Yeah.
There were so many of them, too, because of their popularity.
Yeah.
Like, there was one in every, or two, three in every town.
Yeah.
Even small towns.
Yeah. Like, we had, like, you'd go to Pedal, like, I'd go hang out with people in Pedal Wall, and they'd be like an arcade, but there was only like four games, you know?
Oh,
it'd be like Street Fighter, and everybody would have Street Fighter fights, so. But, like, there wasn't, like, a fucking gigantic whole, like, floor of a building, you know, with games. So it was kind of sad.
I remember Young Street, too, like, by Queen, like, downtown, up where, like, Sam the Record Man was and all that shit.
Yeah.
There were huge, like, two-story arcades, like, but
yeah.
lots of them.
Yeah, that's sweet.
Yeah.
That's cool, man.
Yeah, it was fun.
The good days.
There's one somewhere,
arcades,
a retro
but now
one
we have
somewhere.
Xbox Ones.
Oh, my
PlayStation.
God. Did you hear about those fucking E.T. games selling on eBay?
No.
They said like 8 of them or something were sold for like 100,000 or something.
Whoa.
And there was fucking one in our pawn shop the whole time.
Really, eh?
Yeah. And I never picked it up.
That's crazy.
Because
man.
Of that movie
Silly.
That came out.
Yeah.
Everyone wants them now.
Yeah.
Fuck. I could have made like at least 100, 200 bucks.
Yeah, you could have for sure. And it was probably real cheap.
Oh, yeah, it was like $5.
Yeah. Fuck, anyway. That sucks. Okay, everybody, we'll be back after this message. Okay, everybody, thank you. I hope you enjoyed that commercial. We're back at the show.
Hello.
What do you guys think about that commercial? It was excellent, was it not?
You gotta put commercials in, man.
I know. It's a lot of work, though, to do that stuff.
Hey, you know
we have to make them and do stuff with them.
Why don't we just go and ask Pizza Pizza?
And say he sponsors the podcast?
Yeah. All we want is one slice a day.
Yeah, and we'll you know, we get this many listeners, everybody, so, you know. That's how it goes, though, eh?
Oh, of course.
Depends on how many downloads it is.
Yeah, of course.
Like a Joe Rogan who gets, like, 1 million downloads per episode, he probably makes, like, say he has, like, 3 or 4 sponsors per show, he probably makes, like, $5,000 an episode at least.
That's amazing.
Just for talking. Yeah, but, you know, you gotta have Joe Rogan numbers, which is pretty
Maybe
tough.
Maybe if I had nicer tits and stuff.
Yeah, that's what it is, man. I was thinking about, okay, I don't know if people at home know about Twitch, but Twitch is like a...
Why is this guy shaking his head at me?
I don't know. Fucking bang your horn. Let's fight him. He's not even looking at you.
See?
What did he do? What'd you do to him?
Okay, what happened?
So some dude in this fucking old-ass beat-up car...
What did I do?
...rolls up beside us, and he starts giving D the finger and, like, waving at us. I don't know. Maybe he saw the mics?
Yeah, maybe he thinks we're...
Narcs?
I don't know.
Narking you out, bitch. Maybe he had beef with you.
He was having fun, maybe, though, at the end. He was laughing, smiling.
Maybe he had beef with you. Who knows?
And he was pointing his finger, middle finger at me, but it wasn't pointed at me. It was like shooting off to the side.
Yeah, it was like deformed hand.
You missed, buddy. You missed me.
You did not hit him with that finger shot.
Now you gotta kiss me, buddy.
You should have put your pecker on the window.
I should have fucking hung my ball sack out at him.
Yeah, say, what? Is this what you wanted, buddy?
I don't know what I did.
No, I don't know either. He was being weirdo. He's probably one of those weird drunk guys.
Yeah. He looked like he had a car like that, man.
Yeah.
You can't be mentally sound and drive that.
Yeah, fuck that shit.
Look like he spray painted it all white.
Yeah, no, it was pretty ghetto.
Yes.
Fucking thing.
Anywho. Oh,
yeah, so anyways, if the people at home don't know Peeper, the people at home, if you don't know what Twitch is like a website that you stream video games. So like all the big gamer, like any professional gamer will go on this site and they'll stream. People will watch it, hang out. You can subscribe to them, give them money and shit. It's just kind of like watching the pros play. I put it on at work sometimes just to watch and see what the Halo pros are doing and try to learn some shit. But anyways, I was thinking about it. Like sometimes I'll stream while I'm playing, just whatever. I don't get any viewers or anything, but I'll just do it anyways because it takes 1 second. You just tell your Xbox to broadcast and it does it.
Wow.
And so I was thinking about it and I was like, maybe if I got my wife to play with her titties hanging out, like just cleavage.
Yeah.
And then I actually controlled the controller and like gave her a controller to make it look like she was playing, but I played. People will make some money off that.
You'd get found out, man.
You would think?
Yeah. It would work. Oh, 100% great idea.
You think it would
But she would have to have like facial expressions matching like getting killed or winning. It would just be fucked up. Just
wouldn't have to do that.
Let her play for real.
Nah, you wouldn't have to do that. You wouldn't have to do any facial fucking exercises at all.
Well, it would be like...
Because it's also on a delay. So the person on the video is actually delayed from what you're seeing on the game. So by the time something happens, you don't see what's going on.
Oh, okay.
I think it would totally work, man. Like, people would make mad cash doing that.
There's one guy who's just a normal-looking dude in Japan who broadcasts himself eating every day, and he's making like fucking like some stupid ass amount of money. There's an Australian video game guy that's getting $1 million a year.
Yeah,
like fucking do it, man.
Yeah, I have to run it by the wife though. I don't think she'd be down with it.
Why?
I don't know. She doesn't want everybody just staring at her titties, I guess. I don't know.
And by day two, it's like, okay, I have some guys coming over. Yeah. I need you to service. Yeah. He just gets way out of control.
Whoa, buddy. That's the mother of my children here.
It's you doing it.
I didn't say nothing. That came out of your mouth.
No, you implied
it. Easy now.
That's a slippery slope.
Easy now. I'll go and watch some of the girls play, and like the big famous ones, like Mrs. Violence and shit, she'll get like, I don't know, say like 500 people watching. And
this sometimes is already
it
happening?
Just turn. Well, like she's an actual like professional gamer. But sometimes like the people watching turn on her just like, show your titties more, you fucking whore. Hey,
exactly.
You. It just turns nasty real quick.
But she's got to brush those trolls off, man.
Yeah, maybe, yeah.
I'll do it.
Yeah, you gonna do a show your titties?
Yeah, I'll just be naked.
Okay.
And then I'll have to service people.
Yeah, you can play your game and do it. Why don't you do that on your game?
I don't know. I don't know how to hook up cameras and stuff.
No? Don't you just plug it in?
I don't know.
You don't even need a camera. You literally just tell your Xbox to broadcast and
I've never put in the Kinect ever.
Yeah. You don't need the Kinect though. You can just stream the game.
Oh, without me?
Yeah, you don't have to be in it. You can just stream the game.
Well, then how will they know my shirt's off?
No, well, yeah, you have to do it if you're going to show your titties and stuff.
Well, no one wants to watch
I think
play
Twitch,
games.
Like, blocks you off from playing, like, if you're naked. I think they, like, cut you off and cancel your account. Or suspend your account or some shit. Because, like, if you're, you can just show titty all the time.
Yeah, but so.
Or dick.
Okay, if I'm playing shirtless as a guy, is that okay?
No.
Oh.
No.
Okay, because I was going to say, then the double standard.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Girls' titties, like, it's like the, it's illegal in Canada.
Isn't it legal, like, everywhere now?
Yeah, well, not everywhere, but a lot of places. So, I mean, why couldn't a girl be shirtless?
I don't know, because it's a titty, and it's in our culture right now where titties aren't allowed. But F-bombs and muff poo-poo is, and pictures of dead children in water.
Oh, I know. Did you see that?
Yeah.
That's sad. Mm.
I read it was fake.
Really?
Yeah. Fake that shit.
But what about the pictures of the dad crying and stuff?
Fake. He's a good actor.
I don't know.
I don't know. I didn't read it was fake or not. Huh. Probably not fake. It's probably real. Maybe you should watch your child. I have no idea what happened.
What I read is that he's like, they slipped through my hands. It's like, dude.
What slipped through his hand? His children?
His kids. Like, he lived, but his kids didn't.
Right.
It seems like
he tried to survive and he let them go.
It seems like a dad would die with them, trying to save them. I hear that a lot.
Yeah.
Like a guy dies trying to save his kids.
Yeah.
Not just like, oh, they slipped through their old fingers. Like,
yeah. Who knows?
I don't know. I can't judge him. Not in his position.
Well, I'm sure he tried.
Yeah, of course. And his wife died too, though.
Right.
Both his kids and his wife.
So he's alone now.
Yeah.
That's good for him. He's probably, if it was planned, now he gets to go dancing.
He'll kill himself for sure.
You think?
Yeah.
What if he wanted to do
that? What would you do?
I don't know. Start over?
Yeah.
Get a new family?
That's what I would do. But some guys aren't like that. I've never had kids, so I don't know. Like, would that? Because 2.0 said he'd fucking kill himself. Like, straight up. He said it.
That's a coward's way to go, though.
Yeah. Killing I told yourself. Him I wouldn't. But,
yeah.
But I don't know, because...
you got to be a man. You don't kill yourself.
Yeah, I know.
Coward. That's the easy way. Step up.
I wonder if those things that fell hurt anyone.
What things?
The big concrete slabs missing from a bridge. And they obviously fell, so, I mean, did they land on the car? I don't know.
I'm sure it probably... Whoa, my boss. He's an old man. Nice car, old man.
What kind of car is that?
That's a Mustang.
Okay.
You don't know a Mustang when you see it, Derek?
No, they always looked like Camaros to me.
Really?
I can never tell.
They were the Camaros before the Camaros.
That's true.
I think. I don't know which one was first, but remember when they were super popular and everybody had them?
Which one? Mustangs?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then they disappeared for a while. Kind of. They weren't as popular.
I had a girlfriend that her parents bought her when it was her first car. And I was like, what the
fuck? Way too much car. Way too much car. Speaking of sweet cars, man, I was with my buddy a little while ago, and he's a car dealership guy, sells cars. And I took out a fucking a 3.8 liter Genesis 2015.
Cool.
Standard. Oh my God, man, it's so powerful. Like, I went to this area in Pembroke, it's like Airport Road. And people at home, if they're listening, you know Airport Road, and it's got that like S turn. It's like a nice S turn, and I hit it doing like 120. And he's like, you can hit it doing 120, no problem.
Oh, shit.
So I fucking hit it, and it was crazy. I couldn't believe it. Like, I mean, I never hit turns fast. Like, I'm a little bitch, but it handles amazing. And it picks up so fast. Like, it's so much car. I couldn't believe
it. What's that cost?
I don't know, like 30 grand, I think.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
It's too much car.
Nah, man, it's sweet. Buy one if you got 30 grand. If you're gonna buy a car.
Buy us one, too.
You know, if you don't want to buy a Camaro or something, because I don't know what a Camaro costs, what, like 30 grand?
That's one there, that white one.
What?
Camaro.
I don't see it.
Boom.
Yeah. So I don't know, what do they cost? Because you were looking at them.
I was looking at one that...
Not you, it's how much is it new?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
All the bells and whistles used, it was 25,000.
Yeah, so it's got to be like closer to like 40, 50 maybe new.
Damn.
You would think if it's that much used, what year was it?
Like 2011 or something.
Yeah, it's got to be pretty high then.
It was only had 47,000 kilometers.
Yeah.
Is that bad? I don't know.
Well, obviously it's pretty good.
Well, it's only a couple years old. Is that a lot for like 4 years old?
Nah, that's like normal, right? It's like 20 to 25,000 is average.
A year?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, you and I probably put on more, so we drive a lot more.
Yeah.
I got the average is like 20, I think.
Oh, shit.
So that's not too bad. That's like normal average.
And you got to tell your insurance, like, if you're driving, I don't know, I should call and try to get mine lowered, man.
Yeah.
I'm old now.
Yeah.
I thought there was supposed to be perks.
Nah, no perks for you.
You know what I did? You know how they say, oh, if you take driver's school, it'll be less on your insurance. That's the kicker.
Yeah, and you get your license sooner.
Yeah, so I'm like, okay, what's my thing? And they give me the quote. Then I'm like, oh, by the way, I did driver's ed. What's my thing now? And it's like, no different.
Really? It was the same?
Yeah, I was like, this was years ago. I'm like, that's fucking bullshit. They tricked me into doing this course.
Yeah, but you got your license faster.
No, I guess so.
That's sweet.
Yeah, that's always sweet.
Instead of being a year, it's like, what, 6 months?
Like a kid at 16 driving, it seems so much responsibility for a 16-year-old.
You think?
Yeah, you could kill someone in a car. You'd kill yourself.
Yeah. I guess so. But that's why you have a learner's. And you take driver's ed to learn this shit.
Yeah, yeah. I had a car run over my foot once.
Yeah.
Didn't hurt at all.
No? What happened?
I don't know. The weight's distributed over all four tires.
So it didn't hurt?
No.
I call shenanigans on that. Because my brother ran over on his foot, and he was fucked up for like 6 months.
With a normal car tire?
Normal car. Taxi. He couldn't even walk.
Well, I guess it just squished him wrong. Or
did it just go over your toes?
I was in the passenger. I was in the back seat of a car, and my friend's mom, I was young, so maybe I was more flexible. I stuck my foot out or whatever, and she started driving and drove right on top of it. I'm like, keep going, because she was kind of new and stopped by accident, like thinking she was saving the day, but actually parked on it.
Right.
I'm like, keep going, and she drove right over it, and it was fine.
And you're okay?
Yeah, it was fine.
Yeah. Steel toe shoes on?
It was more like the back of my foot. Like my heel and everything got ran over.
Whoa.
It wasn't like the front, so even if it was, it wouldn't have been relevant.
Right, right.
But yeah, it was fun.
It was fun.
Fine.
I ride home. Oh, fine. I thought you said it was fun.
I don't know. Your brother okay now?
Oh, yeah. I think he's all right now. It might still fuck up with him once in a while. I don't know. But right after it healed, he went out to the same place that it happened, and it happened again. And he got it happened to him twice.
The same foot?
Yeah, I think so. I'm pretty sure it's the same foot.
No, the other one.
Yeah. Now that I think about it, man, he fucking fucked up his foot a couple times. I remember this one time. Okay, my grandmother has a barn, and like we'd go there for like the weekend and shit, and we'd go play in the barn and stuff. Did I ever tell you the story about when I got my foot almost chopped off there?
I don't know.
But so anyways, we're up in the very top of the like barn, and it's like filled with hay.
All right.
And we're like just playing around in it, and he steps on this like hay bale, and he fucking just falls through a trap door, and he fucking slams his foot on the ground. He breaks his foot.
Jeez.
Okay. So he's out of commission for what? What's a cast? 6 months or whatever?
Sure.
And then, okay, so then we're back up there. And after he gets his cast off and shit, and there's no hay this time. And he falls through another trapdoor, but he lands on a cow. Like he fucking, like, spread eagle onto the cow, so he was all right.
Oh,
the cow freaked out and, like, jumped on the other side of the thing. Like, right spooked him. He's definitely not having any more milk, that cow. Or was, anyways.
Holy shit.
But shit always happens to him in twos. Now that I'm thinking about it,
how many trap doors does this have?
I don't know. Why? I guess it's just to throw the hay bales down or put them up or something. I don't know. Like if you got to feed the horses or the cows.
Farms are fun.
Yeah.
Do they still have it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
My grandparents had them. They sold it.
Yeah. Now they're rich probably.
Yeah. But she heard the husband died and now she's in a home. So it's kind of just paying for her care.
Yeah, right.
No one will see the money.
Yeah.
You know how expensive those places are, man?
The homes.
Stupid.
Yeah.
Jess's,
like $5,000 a month.
Yeah. Jess's grandparents are living in one that's $6,000 a month.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
How do you afford that?
You
pensions
have kids.
Can't be that much.
You have your kids and they help you pay for it?
Yeah, I guess. Otherwise, you'll be in one of those shitty ones. You know what? You know that one right near our house? The one like when we drive up George Street? It's on the left. Well, anyways, they say don't ever put anyone in that one.
No?
It's fucking horrible.
Yeah?
Yeah, the residents are senile and they walk around beating on the other ones.
Really? Like, they fight each other?
Yeah, like, one will walk around and just start beating another one, like, for no reason.
Whoa.
So, you gotta be careful about those places.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why you pay the good money and you get the good ones, right?
Yeah, exactly. We had one kill one of our, mom's sister's, so basically my uncle's mom. They killed her and they sued them. Like, they let her, like, they were paying, like, top dollar, and something happened where she, like, she was all black and blue in the face, and then she died from it. And when they talked to her about it, they're like, what happened? And they go, oh, she fell off the toilet and hit her head and died.
Whoa.
And they're like, bullshit.
Yeah.
Some fucking resident punched her out or something. She was at that same place I just
named. Yeah.
And, yeah, so they sued. I don't know what ever happened. I never heard tale of it.
Well, if it was somebody else that lived there, right?
Well, no, it's the responsibility of the home to make sure your elderly person doesn't have black eyes and die.
Yeah, but, I mean, accidents happen, yeah, I say. Yeah,
of course, but...
I mean, you can't watch everyone 24/7, right?
Right.
You would imagine, like, if some of them are able to walk around and stuff and go on their own, like, you can't have designated person to follow everybody around at one time.
But again,
like, on the other side, I'm sure that person was known to fucking do stuff like that. So then maybe that person should have had somebody with them at all times, you know?
Yeah.
Or had their fucking hands fucking locked up.
That's such a fucked up situation, man. They lose their minds and that's it, man.
So, like, what happened? He just fucking knocked her out?
Well, no one knows. One shot? No, they just say that she fell off the toilet. No one knows what really happened.
Oh,
so they
okay.
sued the actual home.
Right.
Not.
No, I know you weren't talking about the person.
Yeah, yeah.
But.
So, but I mean, I'm thinking, like, well, why would she just fall off a toilet?
Yeah.
And if you hit your face, you don't get black eyes. I don't know.
Yeah, you can get black eyes pretty easy.
Yeah.
My kids get black eyes pretty easy.
From what, though?
Like, a toy in their face or something.
Yeah.
Falling on something, they get a fucking black eye.
Yeah, that's true.
So, you know, if you're one of those people that are, like, easy, susceptible to black eyes and bruises and shit, probably wouldn't take that much. But you're probably right. I mean, you know, something probably happened to her.
Yeah.
Maybe they choked her.
Well, fine. Who knows?
Like, if her face was black and blue,
yeah,
they had
pictures of
else.
Her. Like, it was ridiculous.
Was it just her eye or, like, her whole face?
Like, her cheekbone and eye.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, it's possible. You fall, you're old, you hit your face on something, like the sink.
Don't they take them to the washroom by hand and shit?
Yeah, it all depends on who it is, man.
Well,
you know, like, if you're able to walk around, you know, they're going to let you walk around.
That's true.
But if you can't, then they're going to come help you, right?
Yeah.
And even then, like, even if you're supposed to get help, you know, if old people don't want help.
No, they hate it.
Yeah. So they'll just do it on their own and then fucking fall going on the toilet.
I never want to get old, man. Like,
good thing at our age, like, we're close to being able to have the, you know, immortal potion soon.
Get out of town.
Yeah. They actually say that somebody that's born now
yeah.
can live like 200.
Yeah, they say the first person to reach 150 has already been born.
Yeah.
That's what I've heard them say.
Yeah, I thought I heard 200.
Well, maybe.
Why same not? Thing. What's the difference?
They really could do it. Like.
Well, I mean, if you go your whole life like working out, eating right, you know, and you have good genetics, I mean, I'm sure it'll happen.
You know,
you can see, like,
90-year-olds
fucking lifting weights like a bastard.
Yeah.
You're like, holy fuck, this guy's way more jacked than when I was 20.
Oh, yeah.
And he's 90.
Like, they say that there's a difference between young blood and old blood.
Yeah.
And you can do blood transfusions. I swear to God, if you got a whole complete transfusion with young blood, it would be totally different, man. You'd be, like, young again almost. I bet you any money.
That's pretty freaky, eh?
Yeah.
That's what, like, the skull and bones do.
Why not, man? I bet you there's
find
people
the young
doing
people.
It for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, sure. Why not, man? I mean, and you're... Would you have to kill somebody and take all their blood?
No, you could just...
You could just do it slowly?
Yeah, like, just, like, take... You take it and freeze it. Like, take a pint every other day like you're supposed to or whatever if you're
drink
a blood
it.
Donor guy. No, you gotta inject... You gotta...
No, I know.
Oh, yeah.
I just fucking with
you. You gotta be a vampire, man.
Yeah. You gotta drink the blood of virgins.
Yeah. And you gotta cook albino limbs and eat them.
Eat their buttocks. Children buttocks.
We always have... we already talked about albinos because of that racist one.
Yeah.
Yeah, they talk about that a lot. Like, they have a whole refugee center now just for the African ones so they can escape the witch doctors.
Really?
Yeah, it's real crazy.
Whoa.
I saw, like, a documentary on it.
Yeah.
So...
That's weird.
Those Vice guys, too, man. Ones... They're getting charged with terrorism.
Are they?
Two Vice journalists are
really?
Somewhere, like, in Syria and getting charged with terrorism.
Really?
Even though they're just doing Vice documentary. Like.
Yeah, but you could be crazy on Vice. Do some crazy shit you're not supposed to do. So what's going to happen to them? They're going to get hung?
No, they'll probably just...
USA's going to come in and
serve some time. Like, that other one is serving 3 years.
Yeah.
And
that's didn't do 3 years in like Syria or some shit, man. Yeah. You're gonna die.
Yeah.
You're gonna be fucked.
Yeah.
You better hope that the fucking U.S. government steps in.
Do that. Did you ever, when I kept telling you about that Ross Kemp, you know that guy who does documentaries?
Yeah.
And he goes to that jail in South Africa.
Yeah.
With the numbers gang. Did you ever see that one?
No, I didn't watch it, but I remember you telling me about it.
Yeah, like I was reading about it again. Their currency in jail is lubricant.
Whoa.
And that's how crazy rape is. Like, it's not even cigarettes or anything. It's fucking lube.
Yeah.
Now, that's wild.
That's delicious sounding.
That's where you don't want to go to jail.
Yeah, South Africa.
Someone's like, I need you to be my smuggler.
Yeah.
Where? South Africa. No thanks.
No thank you, sir.
Maybe like Sweden or Denmark, where the prison's like better than how I live.
Right. Yeah.
But.
Yeah, you don't want to do it in South Africa, man.
No.
I mean, South Africa's nice when I was there. But, I mean, some of the guys that talked about it, like I talked about it on the show, so, you know, it can be pretty hardcore.
Yeah. You better hope they, you know that guy, what's that, that tennis or whatever the fuck he was, the runner that shot his wife? He has no legs?
Yeah, yeah. Pistorian.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or Pistoria or whatever. Oscar? They're
taking all his stuff because they also have some, like, Chechen mobster in there.
Yeah.
And, somehow he's become friends with them, and they all know, like, because he's in special, like, he can't be with the other prisoners, obviously, right? So they're just housing him with all these special ones, and one of them's
pedophiles, like, and shit.
Yeah, and a really well-known mafia guy.
Yeah,
and now they're like, I don't know, they're checking it all because they think, like, I guess they're not extorting him, but they're using him to launder their money now.
Ooh, Pistoria.
Yeah,
for the mafia.
Yeah, so I don't know, he's in more trouble or something.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. What can you do, though? You're stuck in a South African prison. You're going to do whatever the fuck you do to survive.
Yeah, you're going to have to.
Yeah.
But if you're in a special area, you think it'd be easier.
Yeah.
But it's just like luck of the draw. It's like you get this hardcore gangster.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Yeah. Any other person, you'd usually just be with rapists.
Yeah.
Like child molesters or something. You kick the shit out of them because they're weird.
Yeah, that happens.
But now you're with fucking crazy ass gangster who owns all the guards, probably.
Exactly.
If you know, if you believe mob movies.
Those guys aren't being paid enough not to be bought by the mobster.
Oh, yeah.
Like, a guard there probably is getting, like, the least amount of money possible.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
Yeah. You would think.
I tell you about that homeless guy I used to talk to, what they did to him with the putting him in with a pedophile there?
No.
He's a young guy about my age, and he goes in and out of jail. I used to talk to him sometimes when I was clubbing downtown.
Mm.
And he was telling me that, like, what he did was he stole some credit cards, and then he went to one of those pay places where you get your parking ticket, and he printed out like 100 of them with the fake credit card. Then he sat there with his buddy waiting for people to approach the machine. Then he'd run up and say, wait, I'll sell you this valid ticket for 20 instead of 40.
Right.
And that's how he would turn a fake credit card into cash, because he was a hardcore drug addict. Yeah. So he just wanted the drugs. And they're taking him to prison because he got caught, obviously. They showed up and arrested him. And they knew him well. And on their way to the thing, they showed him, they pulled up on the screen a picture of a guy. And they're like, oh, we're going to be putting you in a cell with this guy. He's a pedophile or whatever. Just thought we'd show you his picture or whatever. And then they closed it and shut it down. And then when he got there, sure enough, they put him in the cell with this guy, knowing full well this kid's going to fucking mash this guy up.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's exactly what he did.
Beat the shit out of him.
Yeah.
Whoa.
They knew him, and this kid would hoop. Like, he's a white kid, and he would say he would go and hoop up his ass 2 grams of weed. Yeah. And the first thing he'd do is get in there, and he'd get one of them, and he'd go to the guy, the lead range, like the range leader, there's a range, and always the guy that's been there the longest, he's like the boss or whatever, and he would toss him a gram and keep one for himself, and that would be his safety while he was in there. It was like paying for protection, and no one would bug him for like the couple weeks or days he was there, because he paid off the head guy.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, and he would always do that. Like, he knew his routine.
Yeah.
So, yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
You'd think you'd want to hoop hash. You could get way more hash up your ass than weed.
Sure.
So, I mean, you remember the old film cases?
Yeah, yeah.
You could stuff a whole one of those in your ass.
Yeah, for sure.
But that much hash, you could sell for like a year in there.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you would think hash would probably be harder to smoke in there though, right?
Yeah.
Could be.
Maybe. I don't know. But it's just like, it makes way more sense.
Oh yeah, no, I agree. Like, to hoop up hash for sure.
Yeah, than the weed.
Yeah. Like, hash is a better high anyways.
And they say also that tobacco sells more than weed. Like, if you hoop tobacco, you can get just as much for that.
Yeah.
Because they've banned smoking.
And you can't just, oh, it's banned.
Yeah, they banned smoking now.
So you can't smoke at all, you gotta get those blue cigarettes.
What's
smoke
that?
Smoke those things? Those electronic ones.
Yeah. Oh, they're not going to allow those in
there.
There's too many parts.
Yeah.
They could...
No, you could get them that are just literally like a... It looks like a cigarette.
Okay.
And it's just like disposable little packs you put on the back. Like, it looks just like a cigarette.
Oh, I didn't know that. Maybe. Yeah. I don't know. I haven't talked to them since those existed.
Yeah. I wonder if you could bring those in there.
I doubt it.
Yeah, probably not.
Anything that can be used as a currency. Like, the prisons that don't have that, if you watch the documentaries, they use ramen noodles.
Yeah. Delicious ramen noodles.
Yeah, man. That's a treat there.
Who are we kidding? It's a treat for us, too.
It is.
It's so
delicious.
You're
a freak that eats it without cooking it.
There's a lot of people that do that. Even you said that you did it
before. Yeah, I tried it. I never liked it, though.
Oh, yeah, right.
It's so much better to have the noodles soft.
I guess so.
Yeah.
Okay, whatever.
Take that.
Sure, I agree.
And crack an egg in it, too. I heard a lot of people rant about that. I've never tried it yet.
If you want to eat actual ramen style, like what they do in Japan or whatever.
They break an egg
or
in
Korea.
It?
Or Korea. Yeah, they make it like all fancy.
Jeez.
They put it like an egg, they put meat in there, or they'll put a lot of veggies.
I know we talk about pizza too much, but they just did a thing in America where they tested the high street or whatever pizzas, and like something like 50% of the mozzarella contained no mozzarella. It was fake cheese.
Really?
And half of the ham contained no ham.
Whoa.
So it was like fake pizza people are selling now.
Yeah.
So
like from a pizza place or like
the mozzarella's fake and the cheese is and the ham's fake.
Yeah, so they use like American cheese.
I guess.
Yeah. Like cheese slices.
Yeah. That shit's crazy.
That sucks. Man. Makes sense, man. You eat some pizzas, they taste like shit.
You should go to the X with your family.
I've gone. We usually go.
Okay.
We're probably not gonna go this year though.
Because they got all
no
the
time.
A new poutine thing for your documentary. Man.
Oh yeah,
cake poutine. It's
cake
called.
Cake poutine.
You haven't. That's the rage this year.
No, I didn't know.
Yeah, you know how last year it was like fried Mars bars or some shit.
Right.
This year it's cake poutine.
Yeah. How is it? Like what is it?
It's like you get your poutine.
Yeah.
Then it's topped with like ice
cake?
Cream and not ice cream. Sorry, like icing and candy and cake.
Whoa.
Like it's a dessert poutine.
But it's french fries and gravy and cheese?
Yeah.
Whoa.
It's crazy.
I don't know if I'd like that.
No, I don't. Maybe they don't put the gravy on.
Yeah, just the fries maybe?
And with all the candy and icing and shit. That's the gravy.
Yeah, that could be it.
Oh, yeah, good. I'd go get some footage of that.
Yeah. Well, Steph's taking off this weekend, so she's going to Niagara Falls, so.
You're babysitting?
I have to sit around and, play Faja.
By that, I mean Halo.
Nah.
No, you'll be screwed from that for a while.
Right.
I made myself one of those fucking instant coffees today.
Where at work?
Yeah, where you stir in the grains.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, it was awful.
Yeah, those things are nasty.
Yeah, I think it was Folgers.
Yeah.
Or something. Maxwell House, maybe?
Yeah. I had those at the cottage. Steph bought them. I drank like a sip of one and I never drank it again. It was so gross.
Yeah. Tastes like someone peed in it.
Oh, it's disgusting, man. Like, it's not worth attempting to do it, man. You might as well get, like, a coffee maker or something and bring it to your work or whatever. Fucking call a taxi, tell them to fucking bring you a coffee if you need one that bad.
I know people that won't even drink Tassimo or Keurig or whatever that
really?
Shit is. Yeah, I'm like, are you kidding, man? Are you that much of a fucking douchebag? You won't even...
But I don't know how they do it. Like, you go to coffee places, like, you buy the exact same coffee... From, like, say, Starbucks.
Yeah.
The exact same coffee they use. You watch them do it, and you drink their coffee, and then you try to make it exactly the same at home. It doesn't taste at all the same.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never tried.
So I don't know what they do to this coffee at coffee places, man.
They're never going to give you the real stuff.
Yeah, I guess so. Because it's weird, man. Like, literally, you watch them make it, and then you buy the same shit, make it at home. It doesn't taste the same. Even if you use, like, filtered water or like brand new water or like special water, you know, like Fiji water.
Okay.
Still doesn't do anything.
So it's not the water.
No. I don't know what it is, man. They put crack in it, I guess. A little bit of crack.
Pockets,
a little
man.
Crack in there, you know. A little bit of that drug stuff. Shit, man. I just bought one of those, eh?
What?
Mercedes.
Oh, good.
Yeah. We can drive it tomorrow.
What does that cost? I have no idea about cars.
Probably like 75.
Who the fuck has that kind of money?
I don't know. People?
On a car?
I'll have that kind of money someday.
Yeah. But are you going to buy a $70,000 car or invest it?
I might buy a $70,000 car.
Yeah, all right.
Depends how much money I have.
Rat
bastard. Yeah. Depends how much money I got at the time.
What is a rock crew?
I don't know. We should ask him. Excuse me, sir. What's a rock crew? He's just laughing. Yeah. Like, fuck.
He's Fred Flintstone, man.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Like, if that was brand new, that car, I'm just guesstimating. I'm going to say probably around 70.
Like, in this one,
This one would be more.
This is fucking obviously. Crazy. Everywhere I turn, someone has a $50,000 to $70,000 car.
Yeah. But I mean, if they buy you, like, say that's a 2010.
Yeah.
Or 2009 or something, it'd be way cheaper.
Oh, okay. All right.
Than what a brand new one would
probably
be.
Probably what's going on.
Yeah.
I hope, for my
yeah,
sake.
Yeah, probably. And it also depends. Like, you can get, there's like A class, B class, and C class Mercedes. So, like, you can get a C class Mercedes, which isn't not nearly as good as an A class, but it still says Mercedes on it. So, okay. It wouldn't be as expensive. So it all depends on what, you know, you get there. Like that one, that white one we saw, I think it was a C-Class, though. So. Or maybe it's opposite. Maybe C's the good one, but I don't think so.
I remember there's a Cobalt that's the S.
Yeah, special edition.
It's better than this one.
Yeah.
So
special edition.
I guess.
It's got something special
in it. Sport
or
something.
Is it Sport?
I don't know.
What it was?
I don't know. It's S, the S-Class, though.
Yeah, my buddy I work with, he had one before he got a new car. It was an S1.
What did he say? It was nice?
I don't know. He didn't say anything.
That's fancy.
It was like the same, exact same as this thing. I'm telling you, I can't tell anything different about it.
It had less garbage in it.
Well, that is a given. Okay, I'm going to take a picture sometime and I'm going to post it. Instead of like posting, like when I put it on YouTube, there's always just like the picture of our heads and the title of the podcast. I'm going to switch it to the car. And I'm going to add it like all the garbage in here one time.
Take
a couple pictures and then I'll post that instead. And then people can see it if they watch it on
YouTube. I'm like
YouTube.
Lenny on The Simpsons when Homer walks into this house. Don't tell people how I live.
Yeah. Yeah, but I've been in your house. Your house isn't like this.
No, I know.
Yeah, it's just a car. And it's normal. Like, a lot of people do this to a car. Like, it's not as bad as we're saying.
No.
Like, we're just fucking with people.
Well, I did have, like, my parents were so embarrassed one time. They had my car, and I asked them to take it to get, like, a tire changed on it or something.
Mm.
And they refused because it was, like...
How dirty it was?
Such a write-off. It wasn't this car. It was another one.
Well, I'm going to admit, because, like, Derek gives me the car. Like, I drop him off, and he gives me the car, and I take it down to my work, like, a couple blocks down. I have to admit that, like, if there's a hot girl whenever I'm walking out to it, man, I kind of have a little feeling.
Shut
like, I don't want her to look at me when I'm getting into it.
Shut the fuck
up. Or if, like, the person's parked beside me and they're in the car, I'll move to the next one so they can't see.
Oh, you're hurting my feelings,
too. I'm just kidding, man.
I'm going to put a big sign. I'm going to buy, like, those decos and be like, Chris's ride, and put it up so everyone knows. No matter
Chris what, Lloyd's car.
Yeah, no matter what you do.
All right. Good point.
That'll be funny.
Yeah. No, it's not that bad, guys. But maybe I'll take pictures and I'll let the fans decide.
All right. There's a... If you have a detailing company, you guys let me know.
Yeah.
We'll come drive it over there.
Yeah.
And you can tell if it's the worst you've seen.
Yeah. Well, at least you don't smoke.
No, that would be
nasty.
Because
then when you get even more
of
the
smoke...
Oh, God.
There'd be ash everywhere.
Oh,
there'd
ash is everywhere.
Butts everywhere.
Smells.
It would stink.
Yeah.
Worse than it does.
Yeah. Yeah, I used to smoke in cars, and it definitely stunk a bitch up.
Does it turn everything yellow, too?
I don't remember. It was a long time. I think so, maybe.
My parents smoked, like, chimneys my whole
life.
With
the windows up?
No, like, I mean, in their house.
Oh, right.
And I remember when they took down, like, a picture or something?
Oh,
it was disgraceful.
Same. Whoa.
You wouldn't even know the walls used to be that color.
You can't even smoke in a house anymore if you have kids.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's illegal. Rule? So, that shit doesn't happen anymore.
Okay. I don't wonder I'm fucking... Like, one time I
can't
went...
Can't breathe when
no,
you run?
Like, yeah, I went into the thing, and they're like, breathe into this machine, and I did, and I had, like, half the lung capacity I should have. And the doctor's like, you have like 40% the lung capacity if you have. Whoa. And you have something called bronchial incisions and all that. I hadn't smoked a day. I was a kid. Yeah. Being in the car and the house with these idiots my whole life.
Fucking fuck, that sucks.
Ruined my lungs.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Shit.
I'm still alive.
He's still kicking, guys.
Don't.
He's still running on a treadmill.
Yeah. Send me flowers.
Yeah. Okay, everybody. On the treadmill talk, that is this episode, everybody. This one was brought to you by www.ratherunique.ca. Go there for media work, pictures, video, fucking graphic design, whatever you need, man. Just message us through the site, get a quote from me, and then message me back and say, yo, man, I heard this shit on the podcast. You get another 10% off. So remember, that is awesome. Follow the show on Twitter at carpoolingpod. Oh, okay. Anyways, follow the show on Twitter at carpoolingpod. Follow me on Twitter at Chris_asteroid. Play with D-Man on Xbox Live. The Grinch 54, capital T, capital G, the number 54, no spaces. Play with me, Chris Asteroid. That is it, except for the iTunes plug. Listen on iTunes. Give us a 5-star rating. Subscribe. Tell us what you think about the show on there. Thank you, everybody. We are your hosts of the Carpooling Podcast, Christopher Lloyd.
Deranged.
Deranged, everybody. Thank you for listening. Take care. We appreciate everybody who likes the show. Thanks, guys. Bye.